You acquire this knowledge and learn new skills and experience trial and error because that's just the nature of running a business and becoming successful, right? But how often do you take stock of what you've learned and look back at how far you've really come?
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
You may have heard me talk about the business course I took last year that's been totally changing my world. My business coach, Dean Graziosi, launched it last May, and I've gone through the content a few times now because I find myself discovering these new nuggets and ways I can implement the advice into my business and into the lives of my students, too. One of the big things the course talks about is tapping into your superpower, this unique mix of knowledge and experience that only you have. And I know superpower sounds kind of cheesy and unrealistic, but stay with me here. You might consider it your core competencies or unique ability instead. Knowing your superpower will not only show you that you have a set of completely unique skills and gifts that you can offer to others, but it also allows you to tap into what you're really good at and focus on those things to further move the needle in your life and business. The whole underlying premise of getting in touch with your superpower is that you owe the world your knowledge. Whoa, like you owe it to the world. It's truly that special. That thing that you know so well, your superpower isn't second nature to everyone, or others would have to work for years to gain the same level of knowledge that you have. And so many times we're so caught up in our busy lives with all this noise and chaos and with working our booties off to reach that next level that we have no clue what our own superpower even is. It's also because it's often something that comes really naturally to you or that you don't even really think about all that often. It just is. Like, it's so obvious to you that you don't even acknowledge it as being a gift. If you listen to this podcast, you likely have some sort of expertise. You probably have an online following and maybe even a business that you run. In some way, you are impacting and influencing others with your gifts and your talents. Today, I want to dig into how what you do and what you know can come together in a really amazing way as your superpower, which you can actually turn into teachable material to share with the world. And before you hit play on a different episode because you're worried this simply won't apply to you, I just want you to know it doesn't need to be strictly business related either. In my private Facebook group for the Knowledge Business Blueprint, that course that I took last year, I've been walking alongside a group of students who also took the program. I've been a mentor to them as we've worked through the content together, and there was a thread with over 476 comments with everyone sharing their own superpower. 476 comments. Do you know what it's like to read people sharing and proclaiming what their superpower is with pride? I literally had tears rolling down my cheeks. One group member, Madison Anea, wrote, "Is anyone else just mind blown when they realize that their superpower is actually a superpower? Like, you just thought it was something that everyone knew how to do. And the more you thought about it, you realize that it isn't necessarily the case." I mean, yes, that is exactly what I'm saying. We often can't even see our own superpowers until we dig in and observe what we're doing differently than others. By the way, she shared that her superpower is reverse engineering any dream or goal to get the result you want. Like, how cool is that? I certainly don't think everyone has that knowledge. Melanie, another group member, shared that hers is telling compelling stories. Such a cool gift for those who want to pursue public speaking or even just become a better communicator. Like, imagine sitting down with someone and talking about your life and having them help you pinpoint the key lines and phrases that communicate your story in a super compelling way. Shara's superpower is finding the positive in even the most challenging situations. I mean, I could use a bit of that because for me, I usually can only find the good once I'm looking backwards. When I'm in the mess, in the thick of it, absolutely not. And certainly no silver linings to be found. Hans learned that he has a natural knack to help people believe in themselves and that they are worthy of investing. And Diana's superpower is helping overwhelmed, driven women simplify their lives and cut the crap. Her words, not mine. And the thing that I love so much about all of these superpowers is that they're so distinctive to the people they belong to. And they're things that feel totally second nature to them. They might have had to learn a lot about communication or leadership or intuition over the years to get to this place where their superpower feels second nature, but that's exactly the point. Your unique experiences, education, and life journey have set you up to have one-of-a-kind abilities and know-how that literally no one else in the world could duplicate. Because our walks are all so different. But more often than not, there are a whole lot of people out there who want to know what you already know. They love to be able to simplify their lives or shortcut their learning and get faster results of the things that aren't second nature to them. And it's up to all of us collectively to pinpoint our superpowers and then offer it to others so that they can learn from it, benefit from it, and change your lives too. If you've been wondering where your knowledge and natural talents meet in a way that you too can package them up and offer them to others, this is the episode for you. Grab a pen and a notebook, get cozy. You are about to take a page out of the Knowledge Business Blueprint, so get ready to do a little soul inspecting because this is going to be real good and real fun. Let's get into the steps it takes to uncover your true superpower. Are you ready for this? Thanks to The Real Real for supporting Gold Digger. The Real Real is an online and brick and mortar marketplace for authenticated luxury consignment items. Go to their website, app, or retail store and sign up for an account to receive $25 off your first purchase. Plus, get 20% off select items at therealreal.com with the promo code REAL. Thanks to ShipStation for supporting Gold Digger. No matter where you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation brings all of your orders into one simple interface so that they're easy to manage from any device, even your cell phone. Use my offer code Gold Digger to get a 60-day free trial. Let's kick off helping you to pinpoint exactly what your superpower is. Sounds intense, right? Well, here we go. To do this, let's walk through a little exercise that will help you to see your own behaviors, patterns, and the differences in your capabilities that set you apart from everyone else. All of that is essentially what makes up your superpower. Now, maybe you already have a bit of an idea of your superpower if you're offering some kind of service or helping others who are in the shoes you've been in before. And if that's you, then amazing. Even if you're confident in your superpower, stay with me and go through this exercise because you might be surprised to find that you have another superpower you've never realized or that you're not fully tapping into the potential of your superpower. I'll share in a bit about how this exact exercise actually helped me discover so many different superpowers within myself that I never even considered, let alone realized that I could use to help others. But for now, let's get into the depths of your own superpower and how it can be life-changing to share with others. I feel like we could turn this into a drinking game where you have to take a drink every time I say the word superpower, but let's not do that because that could get real messy real fast. Okay, so first up, I want for you to think of the three things that make you stand out from a crowd or your competition. This might be a way that you approach your business or how you handle relationships or even something as personal as prioritizing self-care, listening intently to others, knowing how to make people feel special, or planning out your day to get the most done with the least amount of stress possible. What about your routines or methods or processes is unlike anything else you've seen or heard of? Get super specific and look at every aspect of your life, your health, your family, your work or business, your relationships, your faith, your vacations, your meals, your communication style. How exactly is it that you do things differently? Make sure you write these down somewhere so you can check back in on them because these can shift and develop more deeply over time, and you'll likely want to come back and review them every few months. If your competition or even if your closest loved one would say, "She's doing so well because blank," how would they fill in that blank? What are those things that have put you a few steps ahead or made your path look beautifully different than everyone else? If you ask me the three things that make me stand out, I would say one, I teach in a way where it's kind of like you're having a glass of wine with a friend. I hope it's not stuffy and it's enjoyable and actionable. Number two, I don't shy away from the messiness and the imperfection that comes with leadership and growth and share the behind the scenes openly. And three, I build true connection with my audience by being real and keeping it as real as I can and sharing my highs and my lows. These are my goals, and I hope you feel that as a listener. All of these things have allowed me to build this brand that I could have never even imagined. And they're all things that honestly come pretty naturally to me. I don't just like try to be authentic. I just am because of who I was raised to be and how I naturally operate. And I don't force myself to feel approachable. I just show up and invite you to join me because it's so much fun when we do stuff together. And I definitely don't take anything too seriously. I mean, we're all in pursuit of freedom and impact, and it's certainly going to be pretty messy along the way. So let's not try to be too polished or perfect and try to mask what's really going down. Am I right? So now, like, what are the three things for you? Be really detailed here because these are the attributes that combined contribute to your overall superpower. If you need to pause the podcast to jot yours down, then go ahead and do that. Having a hold on these are going to open your eyes to the real impact you're already capable of offering the world. Like, how cool is that? Next up, I want for you to list three skills that you've learned and honed to help you move the needle the most in your life or business. Now, for many entrepreneurs, you're just going and firing with all cylinders at all times. You acquire this knowledge and learn new skills and experience trial and error because that's just the nature of running a business and becoming successful, right? It takes time and you likely just learn as you go. But how often do you take stock of what you've learned and look back at how far you've really come? My guess is that it doesn't happen very often because so many of us are trained to just continue achieving and reaching for the next level without ever hitting pause. Maybe it's something in your personal life, not your business, that you've learned and now it makes your life so much more efficient or joyful or better in some way. It could be learning to cook delicious, healthy meals in less than 30 minutes, or maybe it's a skill like knitting or website design or social media management or baking gluten-free or getting the kids out the door with minimal complaints or how you went from the couch to a 5K in 60 days. I mean, the options are legitimately endless. I have learned so many skills to make my life and business better that I've never even thought twice about sharing or teaching to others, like becoming gluten-free or cleaning up my beauty and skincare products or hiring new team members in under a week. Navigating marathon training as an entrepreneur, changing my lifestyle to support our fertility journey. Like, there are so many things here to dig into, but I want for you to write down the three that have contributed to your success or your happiness the most. While I'm not an expert on all of these topics, I am an expert in my experience with them. And most of them took me a lot of time and trial and error and research and doing to figure them out. Now, it might be helpful to just list everything you can think of and then go back through and narrow it down by circling the top three that have moved the needle the most in your life or they've brought you the most joy. Be careful to not just repeat the first list of three things that set you apart from your competition. This list is for specific skills that you've acquired that have actually impacted your life in a really big way. What things can no one else in your business do better than you, or no one else in your family do as well as you can? Because you've honed these skills into an art that is now likely second nature to you. Do you have those written down? Good. Where are my friends in the product-based space who spend more time at the post office getting their goods in the hands of customers than at their own home? Is that you? Simplify your shipping with ShipStation. It's the fastest, easiest, and most affordable way to manage and ship your orders. Just a few clicks and you'll be managing your orders, printing out labels, and getting your product out fast to keep your customers happy. No matter where you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation brings all of your orders into one simple interface. And they work with all major carriers, including USPS, FedEx, UPS, even Amazon Fulfillment. You can compare and choose the best shipping solution for you and your customer. No wonder ShipStation is the number one choice of online sellers. You'll ship more in less time with the best rates available. And right now, Gold Digger listeners can try ShipStation free for 60 days when you use the offer code Gold Digger. There's absolutely no risk, and you can start your free trial without even entering your credit card info. Just visit ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Gold Digger. That's ShipStation.com, then enter the offer code Gold Digger. ShipStation.com. Make ship happen. Why pay more for something when you could pay less for the exact same thing? Feels like a trick question, right? If you could treat yourself with a new designer bag or watch or dress, but pay less than retail, wouldn't you want to? My answer is yes. At The RealReal, you can shop and consign luxury clothing for men, women, handbags, accessories, home decor, fine art, and more with new arrivals coming in daily. Find items for up to 90% off retail from top brands like Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Rolex, Cartier, and many more. Every item undergoes their rigorous authentication process so you can shop confidently knowing you're getting a real designer bag, except for you're getting it at a discount.
I'm always carrying around a diaper bag these days, but I'm shopping for a date night clutch on The RealReal. And I was so surprised to see this gorgeous Chanel wallet for $700 under retail among so many other deals. Now, I don't normally get super excited about designer handbags, but I love a bargain, and shopping The RealReal is a sustainable bargain shopping way to get luxury. Go to their website, app, or retail store and sign up for an account to receive $25 off your first purchase within 1 week. Plus, get 20% off select items at TheRealReal.com with the promo code REAL. That's $25 off when you sign up and an extra 20% off select items with the code REAL at TheRealReal.com or at their retail stores.
The next thing I want for you to think about are the two tasks you do in your business that make you the happiest while also bringing you the most money. These are going to align with your genius spots, the things that you'd never outsource or hand off to a team member because you do it the best and you love to do it. And if you're not a business owner, another way to think about this is with efficiency. What are the two things in your life that make you the happiest to do and also allow you to save the most time? Which you already know, time is my biggest metric for currency. What is it that you do that lights you up and inspires you to do more? For me, it's offering education that actually changes lives and being the visionary for my brand. Right before I started recording this episode, I was on my Instagram, and inside of my DMs, this girl messaged me and she's like, check out my business. Like, this is because I've been a student of yours and I've been learning, and I voice texted her back and I'm like, this is why I do it. This is why I'm sitting in my closet right now recording when I'm exhausted because Conley was up all night because she's getting her teeth in. Like, this is why I do it. And I love to dream up where we're going and create ambitious goals for myself and my team. And I absolutely adore guiding students and listeners through their businesses and their lives using best practices for marketing and growth and development that I know can impact them greatly. Like, can you hear the passion light me up? Like, that's what I want for you to write down. What lights your fire? What gets you out of bed? What are you thinking about the second you wake up in the morning? I want for you to write those down and make sure you're really digging into the things that you love and that you can't live without. So you've got a good list going, and I hope you're feeling awesome about yourself and your unique gifts. Next step is writing down two or three stories that describe turning points in your life, your transformational journey or your hero's journey. Maybe it's meeting your partner or paying off all your debt. Maybe it was getting through a life-threatening illness or being the first to graduate from college in your family. Could be the day that you chose to quit your job and go full-time into your own business, or the day that you realized your true passion and how you could build a career out of it. What experiences, challenging moments, or epiphanies have led you to exactly where you are today? If you were a guest on the Gold Digger podcast and I asked you that first question, tell me about you, what you do, and how you got to where you are, what would the story be? These stories are the foundation for the tools and the skills that you can teach to others. They're likely what led you to your superpower and changed your life tremendously, whether you knew it at the time or not. Stories are a powerful vehicle to communicating your superpower and connecting with others. And people want to know why they can trust you, why you're the expert, and what your motivation was. Why they should turn to you above anybody else to learn how to have access to your superpower. We all have a handful of transformational moments in our lives, but we generally don't look back on them all the time and contemplate just how much they've shaped our paths and created the journey we're on right now. But when you know your superpower and the stories that led you to where you are, you can share those with authenticity and earn the trust of those who want to be in a similar position as you. You don't have to have things down perfect. You just need to be one chapter or even just one page ahead of everyone else. For me, our 3-year journey with loss and fertility challenges was absolutely a turning point in my life. As heartbreaking and devastating as it was at the time, I never would have learned to outsource, to rest, to release control, to accept help and value time as much as I do now. What are those pivotal shaping moments in your own life? What drove you to become good at what you're currently good at? I wanted to share a few examples of my students inside the Knowledge Business Blueprint because their ideas might be more relatable than the examples I can give you about me. And frankly, I'm just so proud of my students. So here's how they're taking their superpowers and using them to impact the world using the framework from the course we're all taking. Here's what Janie from Darling Readers said. She said, I inspire and teach families to read to their babies from day one, the why, the what, the how, so that we can raise thriving, confident children who are ready to conquer the world. That's amazing. Or maybe you can relate more to Rachel. Here's her superpower in action. She says, I am teaching entrepreneurial women the holistic approach to time management so they have solid life balance in order to maintain and grow in the different areas of their life. So cool. I love what Christine Travis is doing, something she learned through what most would consider a negative life experience, divorce, but that's something she's gleaned through the experience and is ready to share. Christine is working with individuals going through divorce, helping them navigate the minefields so that they can keep their divorce nice and focus on their children. I could read these all day to you, but I'll give you just two more. I hope hearing what people's superpowers are and how they're applying them is sparking some ideas within you. Casey Barron is changing lives with her gifts. She's teaching parents and other speech therapists and educators how to implement augmentative alternative communication with children who are non-speaking or have significant speech issues. Like, that's life-changing. And Hans Boateng, someone who I've watched transform this year, listen to his dream and his vision. Here's what he said. He said, I notice minorities and immigrants are often left behind when it comes to investing. Most financial advisors don't take, quote, us serious because we often don't have a lot of funds to begin investing with. So I decided to leave my pharmacy career and create the first investment tutoring business to serve this group and actually anyone that wants to learn how to invest and build wealth, even if they only start investing with just $100. That's incredible, right? Like, I love that some superpowers are innate, others are learned, and most gifts are refined through life's experiences and seasons, meaning your gifts are yours alone because no one else has lived your life. That is so like freeing and empowering all at the same time, right? So when you look at the journey from where you've been to where you are now, and when you observe the things that set you apart, those skills that you've acquired and the genius spots you would never outsource or hand off, you can decipher what your superpower is. For me, it's authentically leading and equipping business owners with the best online marketing education that will impact their success and shortcut their learning curve. That's the heartbeat of what I do and why I do it. And I've been able to create resources and courses, this podcast, and all these different things to reflect that. But there are also so many other things I've learned and experiences I've had that could be turned into courses, masterminds, support groups, workshops, challenges, episodes, and so much more. And maybe you're considering launching something like that too. Take a look at how many different ways you can use your superpower from your life to support others in their own walk. For example, I could create a course about how I cleaned up my diet and lifestyle to support my fertility. I could start a mastermind for online educators. I could launch a podcast all about being an influencer or affiliate marketing. I could create a workshop for mompreneurs looking to balance kids and work with as much peace as possible. I could run a challenge on how to go gluten-free in 30 days flat. Like, there are a million ways to tap into your gifts and innate abilities and knowledge to offer those up to the people who want access to what you already know. It just takes really digging into what you know, what you can offer, and how you can make a difference. And guess what? You can make a difference. You, right now, in this moment, have a superpower that has not only transformed your life, but has the ability to impact and change others' lives. And the more confident you get in understanding that, the more freely you express it and share it, the more open you are about it, the greater impact you will make on this world. Now, that's legacy being lived out and something I can get behind. Until next time, Gold Diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals and pop on over to Instagram at Gold Digger Podcast to let me know what your superpower is. Not all heroes wear capes, after all.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for Gold Diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.